Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Hashem only wants you should fear Him, love Him, go in all His ways. Sounds like a very long list. So what does it mean, Ki'im LaYiro? Only to fear? And then there's a whole long list after? Says the Sasemis, that once you penetrate the veil of physicality, where Hashem seems to be hiding and unnoticed, then you break through that facade and you recognize Hashem. Once Hashem is really here and you fear Him, meaning you recognize that He's here, hiding, but He's all over the place, then the rest comes easy. Love. If He exists, you could love Him. If you're aware of His existence, you could emulate Him and go in all His ways. So once you break through the chitzinis, that's why the outer keys are called Yira Shamayim, the Mafteches HaChitzinis, because it removes the facade of the Chitzinis, which allows us to realize that Hashem is everywhere. And once we understand that Hashem is everywhere, we have that awareness that the entire Avodah is to realize that although in physicality everything seems to be differentiated and there's so many different realities and different physical things, really there's one unifying thing that unifies everything, and that's the spark of Hashem within them. And by recognizing that spark, we combine everything back and unify everything back into Hashem. And when all has been unified back into Hashem, will be the tremendous revelation of Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. And that's the Menoidishal Prokim. It's little pieces unifying each piece. And we don't notice anything happening. But then suddenly it's all going to come together as a beautiful menorah that will light up the world with Hashem's light. Says the Sasemis that a person should really recognize that rightfully he doesn't have a schus. And he's not coming because he doesn't realize the fear and the need to trust in Hashem. And he understands that his merits aren't enough. And yet, a person has to learn from this to be mechazik himself and bitochin and not to be scared of his situation, although he knows that he has he doesn't have enough schusim. And rightfully, he should be scared. He should remember Yitzis Mitzrayim. We didn't either have all the schusim. Halolu oivdei avoyde zore. And nevertheless, Hashem will help him. It's hard for us when Hasidus Svarim talk about lofty realities that we can't perceive. But the Sasema says that on Shabbos, that the veil of the chitzenius of physicality is lifted a bit, that seemingly those with purer eyes could perceive the pnimius, the likus, the spark of holiness within everything. If you have a proper desire, a rotzen, a mishalei salev, to perceive this, you'll be able to perceive it. And he says, the Chassidus Taitz from his grandfather, the Chidush Arim, the Chazal say, if you're ma'anik Shabbos, neistim loy mishalei sliboy. The simple meaning is, the schus of being ma'anik is a Shabbos, you get whatever you want. But he says that's not the pshat.
Kol HaLashon.
That Neustin Loi Mishali Sleeper, you give him at least to have the right desires to have a Mishali Salev for good and for Ruchnis.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.